USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley dealing with severe weather this week. Forecasters predicted intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday, bringing damaging winds, hail, flooding, and potential tornadoes. Flood warnings are issued for areas of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Early Wednesday, there were some scattered tornado warnings posted. The White House is condemning the Arizona State Supreme Court in its decision this week to uphold a near total abortion ban in that state dating back to the 1860s. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We believe that women's lives are at stake across the country, and we're just not going to stop speaking out.
The decision in Arizona was made in a case involving a law from 1864, from when Arizona was still a U.S. territory, banning all abortions except for those that risk the health of the mother. Newly elected Democratic Governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, is asking her state legislature to repeal the old law. House Republicans are delaying plans of sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over to the U.S. Senate. GOP lawmakers in that chamber say they want to wait until next week.
Until Monday, to at least give us a full week. We'll see if Senator Schumer honors the extra time.
Republicans in the Senate are hoping to build support to block an expected motion from Democrats there to dismiss a trial. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, receiving the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them 10 to 15 years prison in a landmark case.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumbly, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage at Oxford High School, killing four of his classmates north of Detroit.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away. Which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family. Men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
While sitting in the hot seat on Capitol Hill, the U.S. Secretary of Defense said there is no genocide in Gaza. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing Tuesday that there is no evidence supporting the claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to
Thank
my
you.
Knowledge. Yeah.
Despite repeated interruptions by protesters urging an end to U.S. support for Israel, Austin maintained his position. He also refrained from labeling Hamas's October terrorist attack on Israel as genocide, though he did classify it as a war crime.
The assistant principal at a Virginia elementary school where a six-year-old shot his teacher is facing 8 counts of felony child abuse and disregard for life. Ebony Parker worked at Richneck Elementary in Newport News January 2023 when Abigail Zwerner was shot. Zwerner sued Parker last April, claiming Parker was warned several times that the boy was acting violently. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's concerned about a series of random attacks sucker-punching women.
These random acts of violence, as small as they are traumatizing New Yorkers, and we must continue to zero in on them.
At least one suspect still at large, one woman attacked, suffering critical injuries. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.